Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, December 4th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepared this message for Thursday. And we have prepared a message that's a bit different today, but nevertheless, it is designed to encourage. It's titled, The Blessing of Rebuke. We share a simple scripture verse that begins 2 Samuel chapter 12. Now, verse 1.
The Lord sent Nathan to David.
You probably know someone named Nathan or Nate. Like Stephen in the book of Acts, it's not a common Bible name, but rather is used only once, apart from genealogical references. Nathan is the bold prophet who confronted David with his sin.
We don't know how much time transpired between David's cover-up of his sin with Bathsheba and the beginning of chapter 12. Assuming that the cover-up took place shortly after Bathsheba announced she was pregnant, it would have been at least 6 months, perhaps longer. I wonder what David was dealing with during this time. Did he really think he'd gotten away with it? Had he somehow justified his actions? Or was he dealing with secret guilt and sorrowful remorse? We do know that the horrendous sin committed by David, recorded in chapter 11, was, quote, evil in the sight of the Lord, end quote.
The Lord sent Nathan to David. What courage it would require for Nathan to complete this God-ordained prophetic mission. David, at the apex of his kingly authority, could easily and quickly do away with such a pesky prophet. Nevertheless, Nathan courageously approached David with an outstanding story, analogous to the injustice of David's reprehensible deed. In an illustrative way, he was setting a trap, and David walked right into it. Nathan tightened the noose with these words of stunning, forthright rebuke. You are the man. Before launching into a prophetic declaration of judgment concerning David's sin.
The brave rebuke was a redemptive blessing. However uncomfortable, it brought David to his proper senses as he forthrightly confessed, I have sinned against the Lord. In receiving Nathan's rebuke and making his honest confession, David took the first steps toward his journey to reconciliation with God, though he, his family, and the nation would deal with the spiraling consequences from his ruthless actions the remainder of his life.
Rebuke. I don't really like that word. I want it to encourage, to edify, to lift up. But rebuke can be a blessing and is an integral ingredient in our spiritual growth. We all have needed rebuke at times. God may even call us to rebuke others. Nathan was sent by the Lord to David to rebuke him. I need to keep my personal communications with people I minister to privileged, of course, and especially in regard to this topic. So today's illustrations, although true, are veiled. I recall the man who was struggling with alcohol and destroying his family, but was receptive to my input. I looked him right in the eye and placed a hand on each shoulder. What are you doing destroying your life and those you love in this way? I sternly asked him. Another was plagued with the stench of internet pornography. We walked along our trail to a country church about a mile and a half away. As we walked, I listened to him, but I also preached.
How do you handle needed rebuke? Do you get angry and harden up your heart? Or do you see the blessing of rebuke? I've been blessed by rebuke, although at the time it was very uncomfortable, and the defenses and excuses rise.
Many years ago, I was dealing with an issue in my own life. A friend pinned me down, not literally, of course, and spoke truth to my heart. He was right, and I'm a better man today due to the blessing of his loving rebuke.
What about when God calls us to rebuke another? The tendency for many, including Stephen and me, is to avoid this call. But we must obey. It's part of our calling especially if we are ministers of the gospel. And this is written in 2 Timothy 4, verse 2.
We conclude today with a powerful expression from Galatians 6, verse 1. Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently. But watch yourself, or you also may be tempted.
Let's all pray together. Father, it comes very naturally to encourage and instruct others in your teachings, but it is much more difficult to bring loving correction to one who has chosen to live in disobedience to your command. Help me to go forth as one pure in heart, humble in spirit, and earnest in prayer when I am commissioned to be your messenger of life-giving rebuke. When the messenger is pure in motive and the message is received in the right spirit, then correction will take place, just as it did with David. Though I cannot be assured of the desired results, help me to find blessing in having been obedient to your Spirit's leading. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's a different message as we share today. One we've poured ourselves into today, both of us, and feel is much needed in the church of our day. We have a lot of additional material on the site today, including a number of selected scriptures on this topic of rebuke. If you would like to read over them, it's not an unusual subject in the Bible. In fact, we only have a portion. Roxine has a note that she would like to share as well today.
When the scriptures come before me about rebuking another, I almost always immediately remember a conversation a Christian brother had with me who was much younger in the Lord and in age as well. Tom is a very skilled in his working with wood, and I had more than once compared his gift of craftsmanship with Stephen's limitations in this area. Perhaps I had joked about it, but this brother saw through it. I was his pastor's wife at the time, so I knew it wasn't easy to speak his heart on the matter, but he did. And rather than being flattered, he said this to me in so many words. When you compare me to your husband in an unfavorable way, it makes me feel uncomfortable. He's gifted in ways that I am not, and I'm gifted in ways different than he is. Well, I remember the sentiment of that painful but loving rebuke. It sunk in, and to this day, I don't believe I've ever made a practice of comparing my husband unfavorably to others. In fact, this morning, during my time of prayer downstairs, I was thanking God for Stephen's handyman ways around the house as he fixes so many things that break down, and most recently, the water drip in our shower, or at least are you in the process of doing
that? Well, actually, I did fix the water drip by placing a valve right before it that I could turn off. Somehow, I can't manage to figure out how to get in there and change the washers or the seals or whatever, and I would also have to replace the entire faucet, which is costly and kind of difficult. So now I have a valve right before where it drips, and I just turn that valve off. I've cut a hole in the back of our shower that we put a picture through over. I kind of did an interesting workaround. Well, thanks for joining us today. I did point out we have a number of different resources today. I have three articles written by other pastors or ministers, I'm not sure exactly their title, that wrote them, but just for deeper study on the subject of rebuke. We have been spending all week on this subject, well, not all week, actually Monday's message was not, but since Tuesday, dealing with David's sin with Bathsheba, and I expect to have one more message tomorrow. I will tell you right now, it's going to be titled, I'm almost certainly the subject will be Forgiven, and it will be based upon Psalm 51. We have a couple of songs up today that we would suggest. You know, it's not easy to find a song on the subject of rebuking others. But as I was searching, I came across a beautiful video by a musician by the name of Brian Dorkson with wonderful scenes, very, very, placed so well from the movie The Passions, the great classic invitation hymn, Just As I Am. And it will, I believe, bless you as it did us today. In fact, yes. I'm looking forward to listening to it again. One other point I want to point out, we have it on our website today, but for those of you that shop online and shop particularly through a common and large Christian book distributor, We are the fillet with them, meaning we get a small commission on each sale, and we merely ask if you are going to be doing your shopping online. And using this source, you consider using a link from our site. And we have instructions on that on our site today. You can actually bookmark the link. Anytime you'd go to that, it has code in it somehow. We hope anyway. We do get some commission from it that will give us credit for a small percentage of what you buy. So you don't pay any more for it, of course. They're basically paying me, I guess, a little advertising fee for pointing people to it. We don't make our site commercial, but we do know that there are resources that are helpful, and we provide the links. What a joy to share God's Word today. Here I have put almost one of the longest messages we've used, both the message itself and our notes to follow. May God grant you strength today if God calls you in this blessing of rebuke.